Newtown, and Las Vegas, and Sutherland Springs, and Post 525. After Sutherland Springs, where were the cries of moral outrage and sorrow from members of Congress and governors that the mass murder of our citizens must stop? Instead of any kind of action, we got nonsense about evil, as if the men carrying guns into churches or firing from hotel rooms were surrounded by barking demons. To describe such actions as evil is a cynical ploy meant to forestall action. If the act is evil alone, it cannot be controlled. It is the weather. Merely one more fucking storm front blowing across the fine Americans of the Republic and knocking them down. Death by gun becomes a tornado. You just have to shelter, arm up, and hope for the best. That's America. Solutions. How about we do an in-depth study of gun violence? Or close all the ownership loopholes at gun shows? Or make buying a gun at least as hard as procuring a license to drive a car? Or prohibit the buying of more than 3 weapons in a year? Or allow states to sue other states with lax gun laws when firearms pour into their jurisdiction, as is the case with weapons from Indiana and Wisconsin coming into Chicago? Or show the video from Sunday's Texas shooting to every member of Congress? Or ask the pro-gun vampires if they can describe the damage done by a bullet fired from an AR-15 at point-blank range into a child's chest? Let's send them copies of the crime scene photos from Las Vegas. Let's bring in Newtown EMTs and trauma surgeons and ER nurses and police officers and let them tell their stories. Let's ban military-style semi-automatic weapons of all kinds and their replacement parts. It might take 30 years before such a ban begins to bite. I do not care. Take a stand. Think of what might be prevented from occurring. Let Congress say, no more dead children. No more massacres at churches, theaters, stores, schools, workplaces. How about we call the leadership of the NRA what they are? Terrorists, fanatics walking through blood up to their ankles from the 307 mass shootings in 2017. And oh, so many shooting days left until Christmas.